The Indians, one win away from the World Series. They place their hopes in the hands of Ryan Merritt, making his second big league start. Hey, kid, no pressure. Carlos Santana telling Edwin Encarnacion, hey, Eddie, you're going to be a free agent. Just keep this in mind. Great start for the Indians in Game 5.
Well hit to left. Back toward the wall. Herrera goes back, has to play it off the curb, and then has trouble with it. That's going to score a run, and the Indians on the board, 1-0.
He laid into it. Lindor probably wouldn't have scored if they came up with that ball clean.
Yeah, Carrera right there to play the carom as he should, and then just couldn't corral it.
Santana fouled out to the catcher. His first time up. The pitch swung at and blasted. Deep right field. Away, back and gone. And it is 2-0 Indians. Carlos Santana tees off, and he has his second home run in the championship series, and the Indians have a 2-0 lead here in inning number 3.
Coco might want to sit on a changeup at some point.
In the air to right field, pretty well hit. Bautista back, and that ball is gone. Coco Crisp here in the fourth, and it is 3-0 Cleveland. So far, so good if you're Ryan Merritt. 9 up and 9 down. And there is the first base hit off of Merritt. Grounded to short, could be two. There's one. Double play. High fly ball left field. Crisp, and then back on the track to put it away. Well, Terry Francona is on his way to the mound. Look at that infield and look at Francona as Merritt starts off the field, but Francona wanted a handshake first. What a job by the kid, the strikeout machine that is Andrew Miller. Swinging at the first pitch to short. There is a double play. The Jays will take a look and see if they'd like that reviewed.
I thought he held the bag from this angle.
6-4-3 in the books. One pitch by Andrew Miller.
This is what the Indians envision. Sometimes dreams do come true. Pitch swung on, bounced in the hole. Lindor gloves it. Spinning throw to second. Got the lead runner. Oh, what a play by Lindor. His momentum took him into foul territory. Cody Allen, righty-righty matchup. Two-strike pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him with a fastball. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss on a curveball. He gets Encarnacion. Now the 2-2. A swing and a pop-up. First base side foul ground playable. Perez, Santana, Santana makes the catch. Ball game. The Indians have won the American League pennant, and Cleveland, for the sixth time ever, you will have a World Series.
Believe land indeed. The Cleveland Indians are off to the World Series for the first time since 1997. They knock out the Blue Jays in 5 following a 3-0 win. It is pennant number 6 for the Indians in franchise history. They will have home field for the Fall Classic as they seek their first World Series title since 1948. Ryan Merritt recorded the first 13 outs as the Indians become the first team in postseason history to record a shutout despite their starter failing to go at least 5 innings. For more on the American League champion Cleveland Indians, here's MLB.com's 4-time World Series champion, Jack Morris.
As the Cleveland Indians head to the World Series after beating the Toronto Blue Jays in the ALCS, there's a good reason why. Their bullpen has been outstanding in postseason this year. Terry Francona has the luxury that Ned Yost had in the World Championship run for the Kansas City Royals, in that bullpen is really dominant. In the day and age where the starters are not really concerned to go deep into games anymore, Terry Francona's got guys that can get the job done. Brian Shaw, Andrew Miller, Cody Allen, all have done an outstanding job, and they will all be used as they head into the World Series.
The Cleveland Indians are headed to the World Series for the first time since 1997. MLB.com's Tim McMaster and Jack Morris break down how Terry Francona's crew got the job done.
The Cleveland Indians heading to the World Series for the first time in 19 years, and a big reason why, a 24-year-old pitcher making his second major league start. Tim McMaster here along with Jack Morris. Ryan Merritt, tremendous in Game 5, 4 1/3, scoreless frames. He didn't walk a batter, all the noise in this place, and he kept his cool.
You know, that's where Terry Francona must have known something about this young man. He stayed within himself. He didn't try to do anything that he wasn't capable of doing. He looked at that catcher's glove. He was able to command his pitches. He kept the Blue Jays hitter off balance. They were trying to hit the ball into left field seats instead of trying to hit the ball to the right side, and he just stayed away, 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 off speed, slow, slow, and slower, and he was very effective doing that.
Yeah, coming in with the 87-mile-per-hour fastball throughout the game. And then, of course, it was on to the bullpen. Once again, Terry Francona making that move early, and the formula has gone throughout the series. Shaw to Miller to Allen, and it works again.
You know, that's where Terry wanted to get. He wanted to get to a lead after four or five and then go to that great bullpen that's been absolutely lights out in this series. They seem to be getting better and better and better as this heads towards the World Series now. And you gotta think that if they can pitch anywhere close in the World Series the way they did in the ALCS, that they've got a really legitimate chance to be world champs.
Another big reason why the Indians are headed for the Fall Classic, the lights-out bullpen work of the tall lefty Andrew Miller.
The Indians are heading to the World Series for the first time since 1997. And how about the biggest reason why being a reliever and the MVP of this ALCS is Andrew Miller. He pitched in every one of the Indians' wins, and he was dominant in all four of those wins.
No question about it. I think the only argument maybe would be why not Francisco Lindor? He had a great series himself. But in this day and age where starters are no longer pitching as many innings as the relief pitchers are, to have a middle reliever come in and dominate the way Andrew Miller did, very, very impressive. He just did the job day in and day out, and Terry Francona can go to him in any clutch situation, whether it's early, by early I mean sixth inning on, or late as a closer.
He's just the fourth reliever in American League and ALCS history to win the MVP award. The first non-closer, and they couldn't figure him out. That was the thing that stood out to me. These batters saw him game after game, and they never figured him out.
You know, he's got such a devastating slider, and he commands it so well down in the zone. And then he's able to paint the outside corner to right-handers up and down in the zone. He just had it working. You know, he's a human being. He's going to give up a run again someday. But right now, he's dialed in. His command is what really stood out.
Terry Francona is a two-time World Series champion with the Red Sox, and he has a chance for a third ring as the skipper of the Indians. He spoke about his team's triumph in the ALCS.
Before we take questions, can I just really wanted to congratulate the Blue Jays. Gibby, Ross, Mark, I mean, not only did they have a phenomenal year, but they're phenomenal people and first-class people, and just wanted to say that because they had a heck of a year. I'd be lying, you know, if I didn't say that, like, watching Ryan Merritt go out and do what he did, you know, the only person that really got in his way was me. And I thought that he had gotten us to a point where our bullpen could take over, but what he did was above and beyond his years. He threw strikes, he worked ahead, even, you know, with an 85, 86 mile an hour fastball, you saw him beat their barrel a number of times. He didn't let the noise get to him. He was phenomenal. And I'm sure, you know, when it's all said and done, a game like this will go light years in his development, in his maturity. I also think our bullpen did some phenomenal things. You know, they answered the bell time after time after time, and they're going to have to continue to do that. But everybody chips in wherever they're asked, and they do the best they can. And to this point, it's been good enough. I'm honored that we're going to the World Series because to do it with we always said that if we could do it with this group, it would be so special because this is as close to a family feel as you can get in a professional setting. So for that part of it, it is beyond feeling good, but only personal things are the relationships. Other than that, just want to talk about the players and, you know, like, you know, what Chris and Cherney did, you know, acquiring Andrew Miller. I think those are the things I'd rather talk about.
It's been a most successful season for the Indians here in 2016, but team president Chris Antonetti knows there is still more work to be done.
It's a lot of fun. I think in moments like this, you reflect back on all of the people that have had contribution to get at this point, starting with Tito, our coaches and our players, but also not to lose sight of the impact our scouts, international scouts, amateur scouts, our player development staff, our trainers, our strength and conditioning coaches, our nutritionists, our clubhouse guys, every single person throughout the organization had an impact on it.
So how does it feel to be a big part of the Indians' success in the 2016 season? Here's Andrew Miller, who chimes in.
I can't wait to see what it's like in Cleveland, honestly. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I think, you know, obviously they got a taste of the basketball championship, and you know, the crowds for the playoff games at home have been special, as you would expect them to be. But, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing how they react. It's going to be a lot of fun, and it's, you know, I think no matter who goes, it's going to be special to play in a World Series. But I think Cleveland is, you know, really going to react well, and we're going to have a great time.
Making just his second big league start, young left-hander Ryan Merritt was hardly fazed by the environment in Toronto in Game 5 as he turns in 4 1/3 scoreless innings.
It's crazy. It's awesome that I'm here. I'm glad they called me and that they showed that they had trust in me to come out here and give them a chance to win a game, especially at this point in the season. I mean, it's tough for them to pick a guy and trust him to go out there that hasn't had much experience to go out there and win for them. So it's an honor, really, just to be able to have that opportunity to go out and try to win.
Mike Napoli is headed back to the World Series for the third time in his career with 3 different teams. He's hopeful the Indians can bring him a second World Series ring.
It's a crazy feeling to be able to come together as a group and be able to do this with all my teammates. You know, we all did it together. We did it as one, and that's something special.
Though many of the bats around him went cold, Francisco Lindor was red hot during the ALCS. The youngster spoke about his first career trip to the World Series.
I don't know. I'm happy. I'm excited for the land, man. My cleat says it. Believe in the land, baby. Believe in the land, baby. I'm proud of every member in my team. I'm proud of Miller, Cody, Shaw, all of them, man. It's unreal. The job they did, they helped me get here.
Entering the 2016 postseason, Coco Crisp had only one career postseason home run. He already has 2 here in 2016. He spoke about the Indians' triumph in the ALCS.
I just feel blessed. You know, it was a tremendous ride with Oakland. They gave me the opportunity, as well as Cleveland, to come back over here. And these guys have been doing a fantastic job all year. And when I came over here, just the atmosphere, I knew it was a winning environment. I'm just so happy to be over here.
Steady second baseman Jason Kipnis is another big reason why the Indians are in pursuit of their first world title since 1948.
I mean, these guys, we've worked hard since spring training. We've believed since day one. We've overcome pretty much everything that you can overcome as a team. And we love deciding the games in between the lines. We don't let reporters, we don't let media, we don't let factors decide the games for us. We don't care who we got, as long as we got 9 players and a pitcher. We like going out and rolling the dice and playing the game in between the fields.
We all remember the tale of the bloody finger from Game 4, but Trevor Bauer knows he'll have a shot at redemption when he gets his first World Series start in the upcoming Fall Classic.
Yeah, absolutely. No question. I'll be there. I'll pitch.
The undisputed ace of the team, Corey Kluber, knows his work is far from done as he leads a banged-up Indians rotation into the 2016 World Series.
You know, this is what we work for every year, is to, you know, have a chance to play for a title, and, you know, we have that chance now. It's been insane, you know, the first 2 series that we've been there, and I can only imagine it's going to be even better now.